You know, each week at this time, we get actual memos sent in by actual listeners and the occasional letters and what have you and things that people send in. For example, Gary sent this and he said, "Hi, Michael, I drove through Kissimmee," or Kissimmee.
Kissimmee.
All right. Okay. Gone back and forth with this for about 10, 15, 20 years now.
It's a Florida thing.
Yeah.
They say
How do you say it again?
Well, Kissimmee by day, but kiss me by night is what they used to say.
Oh, yeah, they used to say. Are you from Florida?
I am.
Yes, oh, you are. Mm-hmm. I know that. Where are you from?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville or Gainesville? Gainesville.
Gainesville.
Okay. I didn't know that. Anyhow, Gary says, I drove through
Kissimmee,
and saw the food truck bazaar sign again. No, I'm not resending the lengthy quote from a web page. I took a slightly different route on the return trip, and I saw a Wawa under construction. This is in Mitt Romney discovered the Wawa on his bus tour. Remember that? Where they have these hoagies. And he said, it's all automated. He says, you push this button, you push that button, you push this button, out comes your hoagie. And he was very excited about that. So there's a Wawa under construction near Kissimmee. So when Mitt Romney comes politicking to Florida again, we'll be ready. So thanks, Gary, for that. This is another random thing. It's a little visual, I guess, for the radio. From a listener on vacation in Oregon, Feldman centerpiece brightens up dinner. Here's a Feldman bobblehead at a table setting. Looks like a fruit platter. It's on top of a fruit platter, holding a strawberry. Thank you very much. Here's the actual memo sent in by the actual listener. That's from Employee Services Department, which used to be Human Resources until they resourced it, I guess. I guess Human Resources. Human Resources always sounded weird. Before that, it was what? It was, huh? Personnel, or what's the other name for personnel?
People.
So that wasn't good enough. So they went to Human Resources. It sounds like something you mine. You know, I never really, we're out there mining human resources. We got cubic yards of it. You know, how many cubic yards of human? So that didn't sound good. So now they're employee services. Anyhow, this is the memo. Hello. As warmer weather approaches, we wanted to remind staff of our dress code policy and the importance of providing our customers a positive first impression. Here is a highlight of the policy related to warmer weather clothing. Skirt lengths will be no more than 2 inches above the knee. Conservative necklines shall be worn on tops, shirts, and blouses. A conservative neckline is defined as one in which breast cleavage is not visible, and no more than one button is open at the collar. Professional dresses and tops may be sleeveless, provided the clothing is not casual wear. Men's shirts should have collars. Short tops that expose the abdomen while standing or bending will not be permitted. Men wearing dress shirts will wear ties. Men's dress polo shirts and collared sports shirts are allowed without a tie. Men's shirts will be tucked into pants. Undergarments must be worn but should not be visible through clothing. Any fabric providing visibility through the clothing requires a slip or liner. Jumpsuits, capris, and culottes are not allowed. No culottes. Remember culottes? I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Probably no pedal pushers either.
No pedal pushers, but culottes. Culottes. Used to have those in my day in junior high school. You have culottes in your school? Did you ever hear a culotte? No. No, okay. Yeah, what about a skort? You have skorts?
Oh, yeah,
there's skorts, but there's no culottes. Okay, you got to draw a line somewhere. No painter's pants, bib overalls, jeans, sweatpants, shorts, or casual pants are allowed. The stockings or socks must be worn at all times. Hosiery must be worn with skirts and dresses. Socks may be worn with slacks. Shoes will be in good repair. Well, they will they? Choice of verbs. Shoes will be in good repair. Well, that's good to know. Clean, polished, and have clean laces. Dress sandals and open-toed dress shoes are allowed for non-nursing staff. I don't know if that means while you're nursing or... but only with hosiery or stockings. Noisy shoes are not allowed. Huh?
You have noisy shoes.
I have noisy shoes, yes. I think this is
constitutional. But they are in good repair.
That's a constitutional question, noisy shoes. They are in good place. The dress code policy applies when attending meetings and training sessions. Please refer to policy stat for full dress code policy, 1404 dress code policy. You may contact your director with questions. Regards. There you have it. Thank you so much for that. I hope it clears up everything. It does not really address men showing cleavage of any sort. But that's a question you like to bring up a lot of times, you know. You reach a certain age, a man has kinds of cleavage you didn't know he had before. Where can they send these memos and letters, and how do they do that there?
Michael, they can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or you can go to, it's memos, M-E-M-O-S.
Yeah, okay.
Or you can go to notmuch.com and post it there, or you can mail it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Using the mail?
You can.
Oh, okay.
What's it up to, 46 cents now, though?
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
You can mail it to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706.
Yeah.
And then there's also, let's see,
you
Facebook.
Can post it on Facebook, I suppose, right. If you wanted to.
Facebook is another way to do it. Yeah. And then there's also the tweet Twitter option, is there not?
The tweet Twitter option?
Mm-hmm.
What is that then, Norman?
Well, let's see. That would be Twitter @MyFeldman. What does that say?
Can't even say it, can you?
I can say it, I just can't read it.
Yeah. @MyFeldman. Yeah, that's my that's
Twitter
my
at @MyFeldman.
Yeah, okay. One word, @MyFeldman. @MyFeldman, you know.
So all
do,
those...
Do you tweet?
I do not.
Okay. Are you thinking about it?
No, I haven't even... I mean, I don't twick and I don't tweet.
Okay.
Past all of that.
All right, thanks, Norman.